This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC in New York, this is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone. On November 3rd, the Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, Inc. v. Bruin, the case that could provoke the most significant update to gun laws since District of Columbia v. Heller in 2008. In that landmark hearing, the court upheld the interpretation of the Second Amendment as protecting an individual right to own a gun for personal self-defense. Bruin challenges a century-old New York state law requiring anyone who seeks to publicly carry a handgun to show, quote, proper cause before they can get a license to do so. If those restrictions are rolled back, cities will be forced to respect the same permissive gun rules that we already see in rural and conservative areas of the country. All this, of course, will be music to the ears of many, many gun groups around the country who've been pushing for just this kind of legislation. To dig deeper into the world of gun rights activists, I'm handing over the hour to NPR reporters Chris Haxel and Lisa Hagen. In the run-up to the 2020 elections, they produced a Pulitzer Prize-winning podcast called No Compromise, in which they documented the growing rifts in the gun rights world.
Wonderful defiance to tyranny is so alive and well in the great Keystone State.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Thousands of people are protesting outside the state capitol. Coronavirus has been disrupting American life and killing people for almost 2 months. The governor here has ordered Pennsylvanians to stay home. Businesses are closed, hospitals are packed, but Americans are stubborn people.
To all the haters who are watching the page right now, I hope this display of American love for freedom triggers all of you.
Chris Doerr started a Facebook page called Pennsylvanians Against Excessive Quarantine, and 60,000 people joined almost instantly.
Folks, this whole Facebook page was started in order to get people to start fighting back against these tyrannical moves that Governor Wolf has been foisting upon the people of Pennsylvania. And I gotta tell you, I was at the Ohio rally.
Chris Doerr doesn't actually live in Pennsylvania. He just started a Facebook page there. He also launched Ohioans Against Excessive Quarantine.
Two of his brothers are in on it, too. They started Reopen Minnesota and Wisconsinites Against Excessive Quarantine. In just a couple weeks, each Facebook group had tens of thousands of followers, spawning state rallies of their very own.
Days after the Pennsylvania rally, the brothers post another video, this time with some buddies. They've got near-identical banners behind them. A grainy image of someone aiming a tactical rifle.
Government and media never, ever, ever give back your rights without an absolute bloodbath fight. And that's what we're facing here, guys.
These aren't just random guys who don't like the government telling them what to do. These are seasoned gun rights activists.
You might be thinking, what could the Second Amendment possibly have to do with a pandemic? And you wouldn't be the only one.
I know how many times in the last couple of days I've been asked by media outlets, well, don't you guys do guns? Like, what's your big deal on this coronavirus issue? Why don't you stay in your lane? And I have had so much enjoyment telling media outlets all across the country that, you know, our lane is freedom. We just don't give a dang.
That's Aaron Doerr, Chris's brother. The story of Americans protesting public health orders made headlines all over the world.
The reports read like there was some kind of network of conservative activists secretly engineering what looked like organic grassroots protests. and the brothers were having a great time with that idea.
I told that idiot reporter, and they're like, are you guys being financed by the Koch brothers? I said, oh, no, no. You must have me mistaken. We're not the Koch brothers. All of America is Dorr brothers. And my goodness, we just want to get this country back.
Ordinarily, state-level gun rights groups can seem like small potatoes compared to the National Rifle Association, which most people think of as the gun lobby.
But the truth is, there's a rift in the gun world, and it's growing. So we wanted to know why. When did so many gun owners start thinking the National Rifle Association is soft on guns? That NRA stands for Negotiating Rights Away. The Dorr brothers are part of a gun movement that's fundamentally distrustful of centralized government. It's the heart of what we're going to call the no-compromise philosophy.
At the end of the day, gun rights is not about hunting. It's not about sports shooting. It's about a response to tyrannical government.
After Aaron started the first group, Iowa Gun Owners, his brothers joined in, along with a couple friends, Patrick Parsons and Greg Pruitt. These five guys now run operations in about a dozen states, and they are always hustling to keep those audiences interested and donating.
To do that, they need content. That's why back in January of 2020, they and 20,000 other gun rights activists gathered in Richmond, Virginia, to protest Democratic Governor Ralph Northam's sweeping new gun control legislation.
Thousands of people are watching live. It's a pro-gun bonanza that the brothers can turn into a flood of content for weeks. Videos, articles, memes, many of them identical and posted simultaneously across their network of Facebook pages. Which is great if you're pro-gun and stuck at home. See, if you care about this rally, you could watch CNN.
Ahead of today's demonstration, the governor declared a state of emergency and banned all weapons on Capitol ground. But outside that secured area, many demonstrators were heavily armed. Look at them. They look like soldiers there.
Or you can skip the media.
Beautiful patriots.
And watch Facebook.
Look at them. This is what keeps governments at bay. It's what keeps tyrants at bay. It's what keeps criminals at bay right here. We love it.
A guided tour from people you trust for 5 minutes or 5 hours.
You've got the fake news media, helicopters and stuff flying around. They'll probably do here today what they do at Trump rallies.
Yeah, hundreds of people showed up.
Hundreds of people. And then they'll show some video clips from 4:30 this morning.
Now, if you're a Missourian watching, say, the Missouri Firearms Coalition page, you think, look at our hometown guy on the ground. Aaron's giving me a tailored virtual experience.
We know how insane guys like Peter Meredith are, all the rest of these people in the Capitol, the Jill Shoups, these radical nutjob socialist idiots who want to disarm us.
But he does that for Iowans too.
Well, if they ever had the votes to do it in Iowa, they would do it. They would do it. And that's the lesson here today.
Now, the Dorr brothers and their friends aren't the only gun rights group with this no compromise philosophy. We found active organizations in 36 states. Some are independent, others are part of Dorr-style networks.
Sign up right now for a Frontline Defender program. You'll be automatically entered to win this giveaway.
Or donate to this case, you can do so with the link on the screen.
Do the $10 a month program. After the third month, you get a unique hat. You can't just buy this hat, right? You have to be a Liberty member to get the hat.
These brothers are just one faction in a whole anti-NRA movement, but they get a lot of people talking. And the more we heard, the more we realized. The story of the Dorrs might help explain what's changing about gun culture and America.
Coming up, Lisa and Chris travel to meet some of the Dorr brothers' supporters. This is On the Media.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.